Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
He has the chance to get very acquainted with the Damien and me.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Survivor Series, the one time of year where you can see Raw and SmackDown go head-to-head. I mean, where else would you see, like, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn?
Yeah.
Or Kevin Owens versus Baron Corbin.
Right.
Or Rey Mysterio versus Sami Zayn. You could have never guessed you'd see something like that.
Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
Get out of town. Thank God for Survivor Series.
One time a year, but bottom right.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
It's so silly that they're even still saying that.
The pay-per-view where each brand puts up their best fighters to earn bragging rights, and they do their best to represent the show, even if they were on the other show 3 weeks ago. Now we're Team Raw.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And why does Pierce care so much if Raw wins or if SmackDown wins?
He's running both shows.
He's running both shows.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, I've said it before. Have whatever brand wins, have that brand main event WrestleMania.
Anything.
Yeah,
we've mentioned so many ideas in like anything, just anything.
Guys,
there's been so many times where you know, back when Stephanie was on TV, she's like, you know, if you guys fuck this up, then someone's getting fired.
Yeah.
And then they fucked it up and no one got fired.
Right. Yeah. Guys, what's like my favorite part about professional wrestling?
Royal Rumble.
Well, like when what? Like just overall, when people build
stables. Okay, yeah.
And when I was a kid, these were like all surprise stables that were put together
right
for like a month just for this one show.
Uh-huh.
WrestleMania, the biggest match of the year. Royal Rumble, best match of the year.
Right.
SummerSlam is kind of fun, right? Survivor Series was a big deal because you're seeing teams you would never see before.
Right.
Oh, Hogan versus Andre, you put together your team, I'll put together my team. And all these bullshit backstage segments that we have to like suffer through, like we get to go see Kevin Owens try to beg Big E after he screwed him over to be on his team.
Yeah.
And things like that, like just alliances you would never see. It was so much fun.
Right. Oh, there was a surprise. They surprised everyone when they revealed these Survivor Series teams on social media
right
randomly a few days ago.
Yeah. Thanks. Like Friday morning or Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think it was like Saturday.
Yeah.
Why?
And in the past, they had like themes too.
Yeah.
Like Jerry the King Lawler had a team of his Kingsmen.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
Well, no, now it's just blue versus red.
Or
what's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
Out of these two.
Why not just say like Drew? You're the captain of this team.
Yeah.
Assemble your team. And let him go around and do it. And then he goes to the ring. He goes, he did this a few years ago. I've assembled my team.
Yeah.
First up, a three-time champion. And just points. And then whoever comes out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, show that he did it. Yeah. And like as they come out, you're like, oh, cool. Or, oh, boo. Or great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of that. It's just, here's some guys.
Or have qualifying matches. But they did nothing. They did nothing.
Nothing.
This year.
So lazy. It's just lazy writing. Like, you have a big four pay-per-view. It should be 30 days leading up to what we're going to see on this show.
Right.
Qualifying matches. I think
Saturday morning, someone in WWE is like, oh, fuck. Survivor Series is like in 2 weeks. How are they? We don't have teams yet.
I'm sure everyone's dying to know.
We
who's
were
on
focused
the
on the Saudi Mania pay per view. Right. That's the only, you know, we're gonna make money with that. We don't make shit.
Yeah.
With Survivor Series. So
and then
yeah.
you got like Seth and Owens who are on like every team. Really, Balor too. Then throw in an old like guy like Ray. And for a moment, his son. Oh, Dominic? Okay, fine, yeah. Whatever. Then you've got over here, okay, Drew, big-time wrestler. Hardy, okay?
Right.
Guy that's been, like, he's been there forever. Sammy's been on, like, every team.
Uh-huh.
Corbin's been on every team.
Right,
yep.
And okay, King Woods, great pick, right? Because he's new, he's the king. So it's just like, am I excited about this? Why do I care?
It's like there's always a formula to these. There's, like, the regulars, the old guy, and the new up-and-comer. You don't even have to be an up-and-comer. You're just, like, a newer guy.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the last time we cared was probably when it was like if Team Cena wins, the Authority leaves.
Sure. Yeah. Something was at stake. Sure.
And then right. Sting came out and he, God! And then the Authority was gone for a month.
And, Ziggler ended up winning that one.
Ziggler,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What really sucks is maybe like a couple months ago, you could actually imagine if they threw NXT in the mix because you could have Becky versus Charlotte versus Raquel Gonzalez. Like, yeah. That'd be a great match, you know?
No, the 1 year NXT was involved, they won the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
And then they were like, well, fuck that.
They're like, oh, we don't want anyone thinking this is a possibility. Let's give Mandy the title.
Right.
It's like Charlotte versus Becky versus Mandy.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
right. Look at this freaking team. You got Sasha. You got Shayna. All right. Who's been buried. And then, oh, welcome back.
Shotzi.
Heel Natalia. Shotzi. Still around?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't even know you were still alive. And then who are you, Aaliyah? Yeah. Where did you? She makes the team, the top five.
Right.
She's like, well, this is all we got. This is the only five.
Haven't they always done like qualifiers? Like who's going to make it on the
team?
Yeah.
That's what they usually do.
Of course.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Last year, Chelsea Green was on the Survivor Series team, but then she
got injured.
She got injured her first match, and then
Future Endeavor
never saw her again.
Goodbye.
She's gone. So, yeah, Survivor Series is next week.
Next Sunday?
Not this upcoming Sunday, the following.
Yeah, because this week it's Full Gear.
Yeah.
And then the following week it's Survivor Series.
Yeah.
One of those pay-per-views will probably be good.
Yeah.
Can you guess which one? Can you guess, kids?
I think they're doing Full Gear in some movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they always do that for AEW pay-per-views.
Might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, were they going to let me bring in my laptop?
Yes. I mean, well, I don't see why not.
Andrew, but like, I don't want to pay $50 for food in a theater.
Right.
And have to get up. And,
especially when especially when we have Eric to do that.
Yeah, right.
It's like you can pay 20 for food at home and 50 to watch it at home, or 20 to watch it in a theater and 50 for food in a theater. So,
I know, that's true. You still got to pay to watch it there, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like 20, what is it, 20 bucks each person?
I think
so. Is it really?
Probably. Yeah, it's more than a regular movie
ticket. Hey, there's profit to be made, Joe.
Yeah, no, I get that, but like, what is it, 4 hours just sitting in there in the movie theater? Uh-huh. Yikes.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, before we get to SmackDown and Raw, let's thank some of our new patrons. So, thank you to Lars. The button's gone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lars. We got Ridge Smith.
Probably Johnny, Ridge Holland.
Probably. Yeah, he's a big fan of us and Sheamus.
Yeah.
We got Johnny Cisco.
Ooh.
And Roll-Up Connoisseur got a year sub.
Wow.
So, thank you, Roll-Up Connoisseur.
He only purveys of the finest roll-ups.
That's right.
So, one?
Yeah, that's one roll-up so far.
Fair enough.
There's more to come. Many more to come. So thank you for those four people. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got $5 a month gets you everything. The pay-per-view recaps.
Full Gear.
You want Survivor Series. All the brackets we've done.
Brackets.
Weekly AEW and NXT recaps. So go check it out. $5 a month. patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Mm-hmm. And then a shout out to Craig Robertson for buying the logo t-shirt.
It's a good one.
At prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go get one. Mm. Go do it.
Do it now.
Suck one. That's right. And also make sure you subscribe and listen to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. Go subscribe right now.
If you're listening to this podcast, where you're listening
to it,
yes,
you can find it on there.
That's right. You could also follow that show on Twitter, Eric, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod. So go check it out. We just reviewed Eternals.
Uh-huh.
Week before that, Halloween Kills.
Yep.
And then Dune. And then I guess this week, what is that Netflix movie? Redline?
Red.
Bloodline.
No.
No, that's close. Stable.
Oh, Red. The Rock one and Ryan Reynolds. Red Notice. No, Red.
No.
Red.
Fuck, I just.
Red movie.
Red movie. You know, the
Clifford,
movie with them.
The Big Red Dog.
That's the one.
It's got The Rock. That's new. It's got Ryan Reynolds and it's got Gal Gadot. So. Yeah.
And they're both against her.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yes. Mm. Should be interesting.
So I hope Red Notice. I was right.
Okay. I hope I watched the wrong version of that one.
What do you mean?
If it's two guys against her.
Ayo.
I hope I find the wrong version.
Porn parody. Red Notice. Yeah. When does this come out?
It's already out.
Oh, it is out.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. November 5th it came out.
Mm. Very nice.
Yeah. All right. SmackDown opens with the Bloodline. Roman said, last week, I was on vacation on an island, naked. My wife was loving it. I had my big dog out.
Oh.
Big dog was just...
So he's got a tan dick now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be tan all over.
Right.
He tells us he's the reason why Brock Lesnar was suspended and fined. Mm. And then he asks Heyman, what happened last week? And Heyman starts talking about his interview with Kayla Braxton, where he got fired up about Brock. But Reigns doesn't care about that. Roman cares about the Usos losing to the New Day last week. So Reigns asks his cousins, which one of you got pinned in that match? And Jimmy and Jay both point at each other, but it was Jimmy. I guess they were trying to hope that Roman can't recognize them.
Right, like maybe he can't tell us apart.
He can't.
Because we have very different hair now, too.
Right.
Right.
Roman then asks Jimmy, tell us how you're going to make up for it. So Jimmy's like, I got you. I'm going to... make him acknowledge who the tribal chief is, who the real king is. I'm going to make him acknowledge the universal champion, Roman Reigns. So Roman seems satisfied, but then out comes the New Day, and King Woods makes fun of Roman for calling himself the head of the table. He's like, if anyone's that, it's the king. Mm. And then Woods tells Reigns, if Jimmy could beat me tonight, I will acknowledge you. But when I beat him, he will have to bend the knee.
Yeah.
The Usos say they ain't bending no knee. Roman holds his hand out for the mic, but Jay just stares at him. Not sure if that was the plan, but Heyman freaks out and grabs the mic from Jay and hands it to Reigns. He's like, this is how you do it. He's a tribal chief. You got to hand him the mic.
Yeah. You got to put things in his hand.
Yes. No, not that. Not no. So Roman accepts the challenge for Jimmy. Then later in the locker room, Roman says, I take 1 week off and SmackDown sucks. It's almost as bad as Raw.
Oh.
We know how he feels about Raw.
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah.
He must have this week, though, I guess.
How else would he know?
Yeah.
So Jimmy laughs, but Roman takes offense. Hmm. But
meh.
He probably just figures Raw always sucks. Right. Because it does. It really does.
Yeah.
SmackDown wasn't much better, though, this week, honestly.
No.
Because next up we have Naomi versus Shayna Baszler. Yeah. Backstage before the match, Sonya tells Kayla that she lit a fire in Naomi. Mm, and if she beats Shayna, she'll challenge her to a one-on-one match. Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah.
She's got to earn it. She's got to beat the champ to face the champ?
Yeah.
Why does she...
If she's feeling burning sensations, she should maybe see a doctor.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mid-match, Naomi did a really shitty version of MJF's Heat Seeker. Don't ever do that again.
Please.
They were like, what was that? A twisting tombstone?
Nope.
Like, huh? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Soon after that, though, Naomi wins with a
roll up. There it is.
Yeah.
After the match, Sonya comes out and says, Naomi, you grabbed the rope before the pin, so it should have been a rope break like 15 seconds earlier.
Right.
So Sonya restarts the match. Shayna grabs Naomi from behind and puts her to sleep.
With the Asuka lock.
With the Asuka lock, the Coquina clutch.
Coquina lock clutch.
Hirafuda.
Hirafuda clutch.
Cross jacket.
The sleeper hold.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically.
The $1 million dream.
The $1 million dream indeed.
So, yeah, we're still doing that.
The rear choke.
Rear naked choke.
Rear naked choke, basically what they call it.
We're just waiting for that Naomi Sonya Deville match.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
I hope they add it to the pre-show.
What a build.
I know.
This has more build than most feuds in this company.
The only build to any feud right now.
Right.
Next up, Kayla Braxton interviews Ridge Holland backstage.
Hey.
And she's like, why are you here?
She's like, bottom right.
Yeah, she's like, Ridge Holland.
Who are you?
I don't watch NXT.
Yeah.
Now that Brock showed up, why are you here?
Yes. He says he's on SmackDown to meet his idol, Sheamus.
That's it.
Which is what no one's, like, these words have never been spoken
said no
before.
One ever, yeah.
Yeah.
And he marks over Sheamus' biggest moments. He's like, when he beat John Cena, you know, when I was 5. That would be hilarious. Like, we find out he wasn't even born when Sheamus beat John Cena.
When did he? Wait, hold on.
When he framed Jeff Hardy for drunk driving.
Oh.
Classic Sheamus.
I mean, that was like only like probably 13 years ago. So yeah. I'm sure he was born, but that would have been funny.
Right.
But I guess he's a good guy now.
I don't know.
Can you be a good guy with a baton?
No.
Jury's still out.
He was smiling.
Yeah.
So it seems like Sheamus is going to show up, bro kick him, and then Ridge is going to feud with Sheamus.
And then there'll be a tag team.
Right. The all Sheamus's partners.
Right.
Best of 7?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Next up, Megan Moran interviews Shotzi backstage, and I think it's fair to say she's had enough.
I've had enough.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
I was right. She's had enough.
You have
that. That could be a new soundboard clip.
That's true. That could replace right. again. It's like, we got Naomi versus Shayna Baszler. We got, yeah, let's.
I've had enough.
Yeah. So have we, Shotzi.
Ooh, that
so
could replace we. Again.
It yeah. could.
How has she had enough when she's only been on TV like 3 times?
Right.
And there was no build to her having enough, but listen to this robotic promo.
I have finally had enough. Ever since I came to SmackDown, I've lost title opportunities. I lost my tag partner. I've lost the support of the WWE universe.
When?
And last week, thanks to Sasha Banks, I lost the biggest match of my entire career. I'm not going to smile and pretend everything's okay anymore. Sasha's patronizing attitude was my breaking point. And now, Sasha is my target. I am going to run over Sasha Banks and anyone else that gets in my way. And I don't need a tank to do it.
I told you that tank was gone.
Wow.
She can't be a babyface with that tank.
Nope.
I mean, a heel with that tank.
And I wholeheartedly disagree with that point. I think she does need a tank to run people over. She's certainly not going to do it.
Right.
She ran people over as a babyface back in it. She would run over Robert Stone, although that was like the baby tank, but
this was
like the 10-year-old tank.
Right. That was the action figure tank.
Yeah. I've already had enough of this, Shotzi.
So is it safe to say she's going to cost Team SmackDown the match?
Maybe. Yeah, she'll fuck over Sasha.
Right.
Yeah, probably. That always happens. Someone always does that shit.
Yeah. Right.
But what a terrible promo.
Yikes.
Horribly written and horribly performed.
Yeah.
Just all around.
Who would have known she was better as a face?
Oh, yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. Next up, we have Angel Garza and Humberto... Huh?
Who?
Angel Garza?
Who?
Angel Garza?
No, he's just Angel now.
Oh, he's just Angel now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Angel and Humberto Carrillo.
Yep.
God.
Well, no, and he's just Humberto, right?
No, I think he keeps his name.
I think it's Angel and Humberto now.
Humberto?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Angel and Humberto versus Cesaro and Mansoor. What?
What?
Oh,
it's like this. Oh, hey, Cesaro.
What happened?
Right. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Cesaro?
Where the hell have you been?
Fighting Walter in England.
It's true.
Oh, I wish I could see that match. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Big E tweeted at Angel.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, welcome to the Brotherhood. Meetings are the third Wednesday of every month. Talk to Cesaro to coordinate food beverage we need you to bring.
For the one name.
For the we used to have a last name club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Anyways, Angel and Humberto hit their tag team finisher on Cesaro for the win. Cesaro eats the pin. Cesaro and Mansoor. Okay.
Right.
One night only.
Let's hope.
One night ever.
Oh my, once in a lifetime.
Please.
Cesaro and Mansoor. Cesaro beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The last
That
one.
Happened.
Yeah.
It did.
It happened.
That's canon.
I synced it.
And Vince was like, okay, that was the agreement. That we're good. I now promise you that.
For the next 5 years.
That was in your contract. That you get to beat Seth at WrestleMania. And then you team with Mansoor. Congratulations.
Back to
you,
jobbing.
You did it.
You did it. We're so proud of you.
Backstage, Aaliyah is in the middle of a conversation with Jeff Hardy, telling him, it's perfect for trail riding. You should come with me.
She's riding who now?
Jeff Hardy. Oh, no, a horse, I guess? I don't know.
Oh.
And I heard Jake in the corner when they revealed her outfit.
Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
I wish it would have just started with her saying, you should come with me. And then it would have made a lot more sense. But Jeff's like, yeah, that's the one thing I've never done. Is rode a horse.
Bullshit.
And my daughter did it for a while, but lost interest. What a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Kayla walks up, and Aaliyah awkwardly excuses herself. She's like, oh, you guys are having an... Okay, I'll leave. Bye.
Oh, this is a real talent conversation?
Right.
And then Jeff just fucking brushes off Kayla and follows Aaliyah, because I guess he wants to get divorced.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And we see, it looks like Aaliyah and Sami Zayn have been talking for like 5 minutes already when he was right behind her.
Yeah.
Like 5 seconds later.
Yep.
And Sami Zayn tells Aaliyah, you know, appearances are everything. This outfit's great, but just think, pantsuit. Pantsuit.
When you go to Saudi.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Full body suit.
Neck suit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know those green screen suits that they wear? Just wear one of those.
Yeah. Right. I can't go, but
no.
Trying to help you out.
Exactly.
Right.
Then next up, we have Drew McIntyre. Another open challenge. Mm. Ricochet answers the call.
Mm.
And Ricochet cuts a promo before the match saying, if you keep doing these, someone's going to come out of here and slap you in the mouth. Mm. And then Ricochet slaps Drew in the mouth.
Oh.
And then Drew beats the fuck out of him.
Makes sense.
Dumbass. And then during the match, Megan Morant interviews Mustafa Ali backstage.
During the match.
And Ali says, Ricochet and I have a lot in common. Yeah, you lost to Drew and he's about to lose to Drew.
Right. Congratulations.
You're both jobbers. That's what you have in common.
You both do flips and shit.
In the end, Ricochet goes for a moonsault off the second rope, but Drew counters with a claymore for the win. Very cool finish. It reminded me of Cole super kicking Ricochet during the moonsault. Oh, that was obviously cooler, but this was pretty,
Mid-air,
pretty cool, too.
Mid-air claymore.
Then later backstage, Ali tells Ricochet, you and I should team up. But Ricochet, no, you're not a winner. You're a whiner. Does this seem familiar, though? Ali trying to team up with Ricochet?
Yes.
Hmm.
Oh, it's because, they did that before.
Yeah.
When Ali was the leader of Retribution and they were trying to get Ricochet to join Retribution. Yes.
Everyone wanted Ricochet in their stable when he was on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah. Ali was like, you're supposed to be slap nuts. It was supposed to be you.
Yeah.
You were that fucking plate I made, that was for you.
Yeah, I cut those holes out in the shape of your face.
That wasn't for Shane Thorne. Yeah. Next up, we have Happy Talk with Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. Their guests are the Viking Raiders, who come out in their ring gear because they're just here to raid Happy Talk. They think Happy Talk sucks. They think it's corny.
They're not the only ones.
And they're like, yeah, this is corny. We've never done anything corny before.
Oh, well, yeah. Touche.
And then Moss makes a corny joke at their expense, and the Raiders flip the furniture. So we have the Viking Raiders versus Corbin and Moss. Thankfully, Corbin and Moss were in their ring gear as well.
Right.
They're street clothes.
No audio of the joke?
No, I can't do it anymore.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I've already have other bad audio, so didn't need to play this one.
Hit the max of the week, so couldn't make the cut.
So Corbin and Moss get their asses beat so bad that they bail on the match and lose by countouts.
Okay.
What a hell of a way to put over a new team.
Yeah.
Hell of a way to waste 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Backstage, Sami Zayn meets Hit Row. And someone was missing from that stable.
Who?
B-Fab.
Who? More like Be Gone.
Be Gone. No mention of her.
Nope.
They're acting as if she never even existed.
Aww. Yeah.
And the thing about her was B-Fab was the only cool thing about Hit Row.
Yes.
Without her, they look lame as shit. Right. They look like three nerds who lost their girl because she realized they were losers.
Yeah. What are the odds they try to turn these guys into, like, Crime Time or something?
I don't know.
What did turn them into?
Again,
that's their ceiling?
They were heels on NXT. Now they're just like nerd baby faces.
Yeah, they're weird. Yeah, right. They're just great.
And Sammy tells them your debut sucked, but you could be huge. Mm. And then Top Dollar, you know, the leader of the group.
Right. Yes.
And he's always been the leader. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
No. Correct.
Top Dollar sarcastically asks Sammy for some help. And Sammy's like, follow me. So Sammy comes out first and dances all stupid on the stage to his shitty new entrance music.
Which is undanceable.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, it's more like fucking hard rock or something, yeah, like metal. But then Sammy introduces Hit Row and they come out and they roast him.
Yeah.
And then Sammy leaves. He's like, I'm not going to forget this. And
burn.
That's it. So I guess Top Dollar is going to feud with Sami Zayn.
Oh, God.
Probably beat him 5 times in a row.
Can't wait
to
claw my eyeballs out for that.
Good God. I mean, of all the people they release, like B-Fab.
Right.
Like, she's way better than Aaliyah. What has Aaliyah ever done?
Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. Natalia, Tamina, what? you need to release a woman? I mean, they did release a couple more, but we'll talk about that later. For the main event, we have Jimmy Uso versus King Woods. Backstage before the match, Jimmy asks Reigns, you coming, Uso? And Roman says, how many of your problems do I need to fix around here? And he stays back. During the match, Woods hits a leg drop off the top rope, but Jimmy kicks out. Jimmy gives Woods a Samoan drop off the second rope, but Woods kicks out. Then Jimmy rolled up Woods, and Jay put his shoes on Jimmy for that extra support,
which
looks terrible.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this again?
Right.
But this time the ref catches him, and then Woods rolls up Jimmy and pulls his tights to get the win.
Roll up.
So next time you're having a hard time like getting through something on the podcast, should I put my feet on you for support?
Yes, that would be so great, Aaron.
Fucking great. I'll throw up watching this.
Yeah. After the match, Jimmy starts to bend the knee for King Woods, but then Reigns shows up. He tries to leave at first, Jimmy, and the ref's like, "No, no,
get back here and bend that knee.
You have to do it." You have to do it or you're fired.
You gotta do the thing.
So he's about to do it, but Reigns shows up and gives Woods a Superman punch. The Usos stomp on Kofi. Woods gets up to attack Reigns, but the Usos give him a double super kick. Then Roman gives Kofi a spear, and the Usos attack Kofi's leg while Roman makes Woods watch. So it seems like they're trying to maybe write off Kofi for at least a few weeks.
Let Woods get some momentum on
his own. So Woods could fight Reigns or something and lose.
Right, right.
Obviously.
Next week.
Kings always lose.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they already announced it.
Oh, they did?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I was watching football, and I think it was on commercial. Woods versus Reigns.
When Fox begs you to watch SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they don't have to go through with it. It's just a commercial, but...
Hey, we know you're busy watching real sports, but what about Friday? Watch some fake ones.
WWE, it's just like the NFL, except without all the excitement. All right.
Yeah. You guys want to watch this? What? Just kidding. Just kidding. Back to football. Back
I
to
love
football.
When they make like Joe Buck like sound like he loves it.
I know.
Right.
Again, the funniest was after SummerSlam where Colin Cowherd was like, oh, my God. SummerSlam, that was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Summerfest.
Like, holy shit.
SummerSlam Fest 96.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Right.
Super Bowl Saturday.
So that was SmackDown. Not a good show. On to Raw. We open backstage with Big E and Kevin Owens. Big E is almost completely naked.
Yeah.
While rubbing cocoa butter all over himself. And he's sitting down. So like. Yeah. Like he's got his, you know, his fucking onesie. It's pulled down. And he's sitting down, so, like, if you look from far away, like, he looks naked. He's just naked, right. And Owens just sitting there like, yeah, rub that cocoa butter, buddy. Go ahead. Rub it all over yourself.
Let me see it.
And Owens is sitting next to him trying to explain that he's not a bad guy anymore.
Yeah.
Which this has been Kevin Owens' gimmick since he became a good guy, like right. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's been his gimmick.
Yeah. How does that go?
I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not that bad guy anymore. Okay? Do you believe me, Big E? Please. I really want you to believe me. You're one of the few guys around here that I really care about. So.
Not bad.
But it just seems silly. I mean.
It does.
At least they actually fucking did the turn. Because yeah. without it, this would have just been so terrible.
Right.
I really didn't see it coming. Because this is what Owens has been doing for 3 years.
I know.
But is this just like a mini turn to set up their match at whatever the fuck pay-per-view's in December?
There's not one now.
Yeah. Now it's
the day one on January 1st.
Because usually they do TLC.
That's all.
But
this
could
is.
They even wait that long? I think it's probably going to be like a triple threat with
there's so many heels.
Seth and Owens.
Maybe. Yeah. Something that would like make that. Some sense.
But by then, once it's over, Kevin Owens is bye bye.
Yeah.
Right. He's on to AEW.
Right.
So, at least we get a heel Kevin Owens for his last few months in the company.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we get an in-ring promo from Seth Rollins. The crowd chants, "You look stupid," because this might be the worst outfit that Seth has worn to the ring.
Oh, Paddington man. Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Seth says, "I've known Kevin Owens for a long time, and he will stab you in the back any chance he gets."
It's not wrong.
No.
Rollins talks more shit and brags that he's going to beat him in the main event tonight. So Kevin Owens marches to the ring and immediately attacks Seth. He tries to powerbomb him on the apron, but Rollins grabs the ropes and escapes. I guess that should have been the first sign. He's going to try to powerbomb him on the apron.
Yeah.
Although he's done that to... He did that to Sammy, actually.
He did.
It could be a face when you're such a douche like Seth is right now.
Yeah. Then next up, we have RK-Bro and the Street Profits versus AJ Styles, Omos, and the Dirty Dogs.
In a 64-man tag.
Yeah.
Slow, no.
Yeah. They've combined Orton and Riddle's theme songs now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's two songs playing at the same time.
Right.
So that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, you want to have, like, if anything, just take Orton's lyrics and put it with Riddle's music?
That would be interesting, yeah.
Because that's kind of what, when it sounded good, it was when we heard it like that, but then both themes would play, I don't know, it was too much. But late in the match, Omos was tagged in and started destroying the Street Profits. So Riddle tagged himself in despite Orton telling him not to. Omos knocks out Riddle. Orton was going to get in the ring to help, but Ziggler and Rude pulled him off the apron and threw him into the steel steps. And then Styles told Omos to tag him in, but Dolph tagged himself in. So both heel teams fight. Omos throws Rude into the barricade, and then Dolph sneaks into the ring and pins Riddle to win the match. And they really sold Riddle getting knocked out by Omos because it was like... over a minute of Riddle God. Just right. laying there.
Yes.
So they're really pushing this Omos guy to be in a tag team. But after the match, Orton gives Dolph an RKO because Dolph can't really get anything over.
No.
It's like, oh, Dolph got a pin? Fuck you. There's right. an RKO for good
Eat
measure.
One. Yeah.
Backstage, Kevin Owens talks to Rey Mysterio and he's like, I gotta go if you believe me. Please. Rey, we're best friends. I've always respected you. Like, what is happening? And then Ray's like, yeah, I believe you, man. Now leave me alone. I got to deal with some shit with Adam Pearce. I don't know why, what we're doing.
I got to go deal with my fucking kid.
I got to go deal with my son. There's something going on with Pearce and my son. Oh, and I'm worried about it.
He might pierce my son.
So Adam Pearce invites Ray and Dominic to the ring. First, Pierce struggles to hype Survivor Series.
I mean, that's a tough task.
He calls it Survivor Series. And
he can't talk, really.
Then Pierce says, I made a mistake putting Dominic on Team Raw. He tells Dominic, you have a lot of potential, but I want Team Raw to win. And again, why? You run both shows. You were on SmackDown the week before suspending Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Why the fuck do you want Team Raw to win? Why don't they just say, Sonya's running SmackDown and you're running Raw? That's easy. That's an easy fix. And that's all you got to do. It's a one-liner.
You don't even have to announce it on the show. A tweet.
Tweet it.
Tweet it. That's
it. Tweet it out because we know that's what you guys do. So tweet it out.
Yeah.
But it's just a simple one line. Like, you know, Vince McMahon has appointed me to, you know, run Raw for Survivor Series, and Sony's running SmackDown, and I want to win.
Right.
That's all you got to say. So Pierce says, as of right now, Dom, you're still on Team Raw, unless you lose to this man. And then Pierce walks all the way to the back. We have to wait like 30, 40 seconds
right.
to watch Pierce walk to the back, and Ray and Dominic just standing there like, what's going on?
And then, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun. Here comes Hogan.
Oh, God.
Like, imagine, like, you're watching a game show, and it's like, let's see what you've won.
Yeah.
And then it's
Bobby Lashley. But, hey, at least MVP is back.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, he's injured. All healed up. Yeah.
I don't know. He's still limping to the ring with a cane, but.
Well, that's kind of his thing.
Healed up. So we have Bobby Lashley versus Dominic Mysterio. Lashley pretty much dominates. He puts Dominic in the Hurt Lock. He just loves beating up guys' sons.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's a career moment for him.
Now, Lashley wasn't on the team before this?
No.
No.
And did they say if he beats you, he replaces you?
They said it, yeah.
Yes.
During
Pierce
the match?
Pierce didn't say it.
Yeah, Pierce didn't say it.
But then the graphic says winner gets added to Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though Dominic's already in Survivor Series.
Right.
But he puts Dominic in the Hurt Lock, and Dominic was about to tap, but Lashley grabbed his hand so that he couldn't. He wants to torture him some more, so he throws Dominic out of the ring and picks him up. So Ray pulls Dominic down, but then Lashley gives Ray a boot to the chest. Then Lashley drives Dominic into the ring post, hits a spear, and then makes Dominic tap to the Hurt Lock.
Did you see that boot kick him all the way across the arena?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa!
So Lashley replaces Dominic on Team Raw. Then later in the trainer's room, Ray says it was BS. What Pierce did. I'm so pissed off. And now I have to check on my son. And then Ray checks on Dominic. But Austin Theory sneaks in to get a selfie without them noticing.
What's his obsession with the Mysterios?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
But certainly, now this is where the Dominic heel turn on his dad comes, right?
No.
No?
It wasn't his daddy's fault.
I doubt it.
But he's going to be jealous that his dad's on Team Raw and he got replaced.
Right.
You know,
jelly.
Maybe no.
I'm mad that you're on this team. That means nothing if you win or lose.
Yeah.
I mean, just when you think they're going to feud, they go back and do something together.
Right.
Then you think they're going to feud and then they just put them back together.
And then they hug
they've been
it
teasing
out.
It for months and months and months.
Right, right, right.
So who knows?
It's been a long time. Next, we have Big E versus Chad Gable with Otis ringside. Backstage before the match, Seth asks Gable what he thinks of Kevin Owens, and Gable says Owens is an enormous liar. I like all these heels saying, like, yeah, this guy's a shitty person. It's like, well, you are too. Like, Seth Rollins is like, Kevin Owens is a piece of shit. It's like, you're the biggest piece of shit,
right.
Seth Rollins.
It's like, don't call me out. Look at what everyone else is doing. Right?
So, Big E hits the big ending for the win, obviously. After the match, Otis gets to the ring to get in Big E's face, but the ref gets in between them. Big E's feuding with a lot of people right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
He's going to fight Otis. He's going to fight Rollins. He's going to fight Owens, but...
Six-man hell in a cell.
Yeah. Then we go backstage, and we see Kevin Owens talking to someone, but we don't know who yet, and he's like, you believe me, right? And the camera zooms out, and he's talking to R-Truth, who says, I believe you, Kevin. I believe in Bigfoot. I believe in the Loch Ness Monster. The Leprechaun in the Hood. I believe the Earth is flat and, you know, all that.
Dominic bullshit!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Truth keeps going, so Owens just walks away. Then we go backstage in the women's locker room.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, all
let's
right.
get going.
Now it's picking up.
Remember that poker match at ECW?
Oh,
see
boy.
Some boobs.
Adam Pearce is in there, so oh, he was trying oh, to.
Jesus.
Let's wait a minute.
Sonya Deville, she's there too, and... They congratulate the five women they selected to be on Team Raw for doing nothing.
And by selected, meaning they're the only ones?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
We got Queen Zelina,
uh-huh.
Carmella,
yep.
Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, and Bianca Belair.
Okay.
And then on the other side of the room,
yeah.
there's Dana Brooke, Doudrop, and other tag team champion, Nikki Cross.
Right.
Yes. Nikki Cross was left off.
Yes.
Yeah,
instead, course. Carmella.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
So Sonya says they're having a fatal five-way match tonight, and the winner will get a title shot against Becky Lynch.
Wow.
So Doudrop complains about being left off the team. saying she should replace Belair because Bianca already lost to Becky 3 times.
It's true.
And then Dana Brooke asks, why wasn't I given this opportunity? And then everyone in the room laughs for 5 minutes. They have to go to commercial break and come back.
And they're still laughing.
Oh, that's what should have happened.
Yeah. Catcher on Dolph Ziggler's comedy tour soon.
Why weren't you given the opportunity? Have you ever won a match in your career?
Ever
in your life?
Yeah.
She's like, I won that one with Mandy. Well, Mandy won it. I was just kind of there.
Yeah. So then Nikki says, I should be on Team Raw. And it's like, all right, yeah, well, that's a fair point.
That's a good one.
That's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carmella makes fun of her. So Ripley defends her friend.
And I'm not going to let your penis hurt Nikki's feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did it again. She's back with her penis.
That sounded familiar. Yeah.
Penis.
Huh. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Next up, we have Reggie versus Drake Maverick for the 24/7 championship.
Yay. Mm.
Truth runs out with a ref, but then Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin attack him from behind.
Yeah.
Again, are they a part? Are they still a part of the Hurt Business?
Unclear.
They're wearing Hurt Business gear.
Then yes.
Yeah.
But now they're going after the 24/7 title?
The Hurt
as
Business.
As members of the Hurt Business?
Yes. So the women that they picked for the Fatal 5-Way?
Yeah.
It's Team Raw for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but they're like, these are the 5 women we picked to be in this match. It just so happens they're also the 5 women for Team Raw and Survivor Series.
Well, no, that's what they... Yeah, they said that on purpose.
Oh.
They were like, the 5 we selected, you're going to have a Fatal 5.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
So that, you know how there's conflict here?
Uh-huh.
Now there's going to be conflict here.
Oh.
I mean, then there's conflict here. Don't see how here. They... I don't see how either team could possibly coexist.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah.
And I think that should be brought up multiple times.
Right.
I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put a couple good guys here, a couple bad guys there, then you'd have a match.
Good
versus bad.
No.
Brand loyalty.
Back, you're just trying to just get me to stop talking about the 24/7 title stuff.
That's ridiculous.
All right, so next segment.
Anyways,
Chick-fil-A?
Drake rolls Reggie up to win the stupid belt.
Right.
Then Tozawa.
Hold on. Let's
roll
see.
Up.
24/7. One, roll up.
Then Tozawa rolls Drake up to win the stupid belt.
2, 4.
And then Tozawa rolls out of the ring. Nope.
Nope.
That's just a roll. Rolls out of the ring, but then Corey Graves rolls him up to win his first championship in WWE.
Stupid.
Get them all, Randy.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And then Byron Saxton rolls Graves up to win his first championship in WWE.
No, that's on par.
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Graves, wasn't he like NXT tag champ?
Was he?
Maybe.
Was he?
I think so.
Corey Graves?
I don't think so.
With who? That's a real question.
I know.
Who is Corey Graves' tag team?
Well, we know NXT's not canon anyway, so.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Wait, go back. There was a picture. Is that him and Pac? Him and Neville?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Wow, one time. Oh, and it 24/7's on there.
Right? Oh, and Sheamus had something to do with it.
Sheamus helped them.
Oh, he was their, their pro when they had pros that they aligned with?
Oh, God.
Sure.
Oh, Dusty.
Dusty. Well, that's strong, isn't it?
No.
Who is that?
Who
gives a shit? All right.
Who cares?
So Byron wins, then Drake rolls Byron up to win the only championship he'll ever win in WWE.
Uh-huh.
And then Reggie does a twisting crossbody onto Drake to win back his stupid belt.
Oh, wait, that wasn't a roll-up, but it was 24/7. So 6 title changes. Who would have thought it?
5 of them being roll-ups?
Yes, that's correct.
That's great. Wow. Next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan versus Carmella versus Queen Zelina. With Becky Lynch on commentary, backstage before the match, Doudrop again bitches to Belair.
Can you explain to me how, after being drafted to Raw for just 3 weeks, you can lose but still potentially have another women's championship opportunity? I speak for all the other women.
No. You're not speaking for them. You're speaking for yourself.
Oh!
No.
Damn! Damn!
What did, got him!
Taz, what did you have to say?
Oh, my That's God.
That's some fucking shit. Damn right it is,
Holy
Taz.
Holy shit. Oh.
Jesus!
Oh. Man, she told her.
Got him.
Uh-uh. Isn't this every woman for herself? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing, Belair? Are you looking out for the rest of the women, or do you want a title shot?
Right,
right.
So mid-match, Belair powerbombed Liv and Vega at the same time. That was pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah.
Later, Belair hit Vega with the KOD and went for the pin, but Doudrop pulls her out of the ring and throws her into the ring post. So it's a heel turn for Doudrop.
Whoa.
She was a face? Oh.
Right after, like, the whole Did Eva Marie thing was, I'm a baby face and Eva Marie's a bitch.
Yeah.
But when she fought, well, fuck all that. It was like, hi, everyone.
Fuck all that. We need a heel.
We need a bitch.
We need a heel for Belair to beat.
Yeah.
Because she's obviously getting out of the title picture. Carmella tried to steal the pin, but Liv broke it up and then won with a roll-up.
There it is.
Liv Morgan Eight. With a roll-up on Carmella.
Eight.
After the match, Becky stands on the announce table and holds up the belt, but Liv meets her up there and gets face-to-face. So, congratulations, Liv. You get to lose to Becky.
Day one, maybe.
Right, something like that.
A1, day one.
Probably before that. But, yeah. Then we got the main event, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins with Big E on commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage before the match, Seth tells Big E, you know the truth about Kevin Owens. It's better to trust the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Oh, that line.
Big E tells Seth, I don't trust him and I don't trust you. Also before the match, Austin Theory came out to take selfies with the announce team and Big E.
Yeah.
Thanks, just to be like, I'm still here.
Right, I still exist.
And also before the match, Seth tells Big E what happened last week was a plan between me and Kevin. He said that in the ring. So then Owens comes out, and just like the beginning of the show, he immediately attacks Seth. Of course, these two always have a great match.
Yeah.
Rollins hits a pedigree, but it took him too long to make the pin, and Owens kicks out. Seth goes for the curb stomp, but Owens counters with the pop-up powerbomb. Then they end up fighting by Big E while the ref is counting. Seth runs back into the ring, but Owens bumps into Big E, which causes him to not make it for the 10 count. So Seth wins. Owens loses by count out.
Yikes.
And then he snaps.
He snaps. He loses it.
Kevin Owens kicks Big E in the face and pounces on him. And then he gives Big E the powerbomb on the apron.
Ouch, baby.
Very completing ouch. The heel turn.
Ouch.
Love and I guess I, if you want to make it sound better than it is, I guess it was Kevin Owens was trying to be the good guy.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he was planning on turning on Big E, but then he just blamed Big E for his loss.
Yeah.
Kind of like Shotzi did.
Oh.
But
in comparison.
At least it's true, but at least with Kevin Owens, there's a history of him being a shithead.
That's true.
You know, so, hey. We get to heal Kevin Owens for the two more months.
That he's there.
That he's there.
That he exists.
And then he's bye-byes. So.
What if they could actually say, Kevin, you win the Rumble, will you stay? That'd be enough.
And then what? He's going to sue them when he doesn't win the Rumble?
Well, I mean.
it's like, you imagine that fight in court. That's the thing. Like, you can't sue. Like, Vince told me I was going to win the Royal Rumble, Your Honor.
Yeah.
I want to sue Vince for $20 million.
Well, if he puts it in his contract, you know.
Still, I can see to keep someone that it's in the contract, but that doesn't mean he won't job to someone at Mania. Someone right. like, I don't know, Reigns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Lose to Reigns in 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah. It's like Cesaro. Well, I get my main event, my WrestleMania moment.
Yep. Now.
And then I'm just nothing again.
Get the
again.
Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, at least in AEW, Owens knows, like, he'll have a lot more creative control because his best friends run the company.
Right.
That's true. Why Adam Cole went there. That's why Kevin Owens will go there. That's right. Why a lot of them will go there.
Gets a suck face with the Young Bucks.
That's right.
And I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Huh?
But
what?
Who? Anyways, let's give awards.
Yeah, those.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
For sure.
I mean, it's his gimmick, but man.
I know. Horrid. Yeah.
Best dressed.
Becky with the disco bra.
I loved Becky. I love seeing her abs. Honorable mention, though, to Aaliyah. Oof.
I had Aaliyah. Yeah.
Okay.
That purple outfit.
Yum.
Purple.
It was like, oh, I could see how you made the recent cut.
Did you show that to Vince when he called you into his office?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you bring your playbook?
Listen, alert.
Like Invincible, why don't you hold on to that playbook?
Yeah.
A little bit longer, sweetheart.
Vince was looking down, and then he's like, Aaliyah, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Worst acting?
I had Hit Row.
Fair enough. I had Shotzi.
I had Pierce.
Best acting?
Kevin Owens' arc.
Kevin Owens?
I had Seth Rollins. I just didn't like the Owens apology tour.
Apology
but ended tour. The end was great. Turn, yeah. But
that's a good way to put it.
Worst comment?
When Naomi rolled up Shayna, Michael Cole said, "What a gutsy win by Naomi."
Wow.
What? What?
Probably the least gutsy way of winning.
Yeah. Right. So brave of her to win a match.
Right. Mine was the winner, you're a whiner line.
And I have Pierce saying I want Raw to win because it makes no sense.
Nah. Okay.
Best comment?
I pantsuit. Think about it. I kind of laughed when he said that.
Okay.
I mean, there wasn't anything great. I just thought, I just like Seth saying welcome to Monday Night Rollins at the beginning.
I'll go with that.
All right. Worst match?
Viking Raiders versus Corbin and Moss.
I had Naomi versus Shayna.
All right.
I'll go with the Viking Raiders, yeah, that one.
Super slow-mo.
That's my Naomi and Shayna.
Lashley versus Dominic.
Yep, Lashley versus Dominic. And then best match?
Kevin Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But even that ended in a fucking count-out. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
Worst move? Which roll-up did you hate the most?
I had the one that was six in a row.
Oh, when it became six in a row?
I had Drake's second title win.
Oh, okay.
No. Right. What about the Heatseeker thing? That was the busted up Heatseeker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Best move?
The midair Claymore.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Sweep it. Worst moment or segment?
All the 24/7 shit.
All the 24/7 bullshit. Yep.
Yep.
That's what sweep I had. It. And then best moments. Kevin Owens heel turn?
Yes.
There go. Because what else could you possibly pick?
What else is there?
Yeah. All right. On to breaking news. Not so breaking because they always do this right after we fucking record. But after announcing revenues of more than $255 million for the third quarter, WWE released 18 more wrestlers due to budget cuts.
Unbelievable.
According to multiple reports, however, many of these releases were due to superstars refusing to get vaccinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But also, I mean, they've been doing these releases every quarter, so they're clearly releasing people anyway. But it seems like when it came down to like who we need to choose, it's, well, these people aren't getting vaccinated, and some of the arenas that we perform in require that our performers are vaccinated. So maybe that's why some weeks we're like, where's Karrion Kross this week? Where's Keith Lee? But let's go down the list. We got Keith Lee, who just got repackaged.
Uh-huh.
They spent so much time and energy, you know, repackaging him, giving him the Bearcat name. He gone.
Yeah.
He could have been huge. Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Again, he got repackaged. At least we don't have any more GIMP mask.
Right.
But
which was funny because as soon as he was kind of released, someone tweeted at him and was like, oh, I wonder if Cross will give me the helmet. And Cross said, nobody wants that piece of shit, brother.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Then we also have B-Fab, who reportedly signed a new contract like a week before.
Right. Because she got a call-up contract.
Yeah. And then we have Nia Jax. All right. Hey, a good one.
Finally.
All right. R.I.P.
Oh, you don't want to kill everyone already?
I know.
It wasn't loud enough. R.I.P. Nia Jax. Yep.
And then Russell Botch was like,
Stupid.
What are they going to do?
He's like, there goes my revenue stream.
Right.
I mean, seriously, like, we probably should retire that button now.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear her ever again.
And then we also have Eva Marie. She was, that was a great 3-month stint.
Right.
Thanks for what you did. You You accomplished nothing.
You accomplished nothing.
You got nobody over.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dewdrop?
Dewdrop, yeah. We also got Mia Yim, who once she left Retribution.
They did nothing with her.
They had some packages of her, and she never returned.
Yeah.
Frankie Monet. I didn't like her anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fine. Ember Moon's pretty much doing nothing in NXT.
Right, especially now that Shotzi got called up.
Jesse Kaimea, which now leaves Robert Stone all alone.
He has no brand.
He has no
brand. No more brand.
They release all the women he's with.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Robert Stone, still employed.
Still employed. Yeah.
Jackson Riker.
Still employed. Well, who's going to be on main event?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Katrina Cortez, who played Catalina back in the day.
So this one, let me interject with some news real quick on this one. This is kind of sad. So she put on Twitter, she said at 18, she made the decision to travel to an unknown country without knowing English.
Uh-huh.
So she, she got signed. And basically, she got released. And then like 2 days later, she got an email saying that her visa expires in a month. And now she has to like sell everything that she has and move back to Chile.
Hmm. Wait, so that's why she got released? Because her visa expired?
No, because...
Oh, because they're releasing her.
Because they released her, she's not employed.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, she's pretty hot. I mean, I'll marry you if you want to stay here.
Yeah.
You know? She's pretty hot.
I mean...
Why not?
She's selling autographed 8x10s.
Yeah.
For like $20.
Right.
You could do this one like Naughty Santa one. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Right.
Naughty Santa. Good. Let me see that.
Good to know. Right there. We got Oney Lorcan. So no more Oney and Danny Burch.
Oh, no.
I thought they were already no more, but okay.
Yeah. Trey Baxter, Zeta Ramir. We saw them a few times in NXT. Is Trey Baxter the Cora Jade's boyfriend? Or is that some other guy
in NXT? I have no idea.
I can't tell them apart anymore. Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado. So no more Lucha House Party.
Yeah. I heard they actually asked for their release a few months ago. So.
Sure. And then Harry Smith, who we saw
work a main event match
a while back.
Was it main event or just a dark match?
I don't remember.
I think it was just a dark match.
Maybe it was. Wasn't it like him and Austin Theory as a tag team?
That's when SmackDown was live.
Yeah.
For the first time in forever.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then Jeet Rama, who are you? He's a jobber in a couple NXT matches.
I thought that might have been one of... Jinder's guy.
Oh, you thought it was Shanky?
Maybe.
But don't worry, Eric. Shanky's still here.
Shanky's still there.
For now.
So is, what's the other one?
Veer?
Veer.
Veer Mahan.
Veer Mahan.
Yeah. God. He's still there, too. He's coming. We see it on Raw every week. He's coming to Raw. He's on his way. He never left Raw.
He's on his way.
He was always on Raw.
I mean,
now he's coming.
All right.
Coming on Raw. Coming to Raw.
Coming on Raw.
Yeah. So there's the releases. Can't wait for the next quarter when they release some more.
Right.
Yeah. Also, in an interview with comicbook.com, Dwayne The Rock Johnson hinted at the possibility of having one more match after previously saying he's retired. He said it would have to make sense. It seems like Roman. I'm very close to Roman, and we did talk about this all the time. However, The Rock was also recently asked about the rumored WrestleMania match against Reigns, but The Rock said there's no truth to that right now. Possibly down the road, we'll see.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So he's leaving a little breadcrumbs about it, I guess.
Yeah.
That it could happen. What do you got?
Just a little quick kind of like fact. Bianca Belair will be the first superstar to compete for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT at Survivor Series.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There goes my trivia.
Wow. What a history.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Would have been a good one, though.
It would have been an obvious one.
Anything else?
Also, Mackenzie Mitchell and Vic Joseph got engaged.
Oh, whatever.
So, that linky.
Oh! Yeah. You think when he proposed, she was like, will you marry me? And she was like, I will. And he went, oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
He's like, I gave you a diamond. Oh! Now she goes up and down.
It's like Family Guy. She'll pretty much have to.
She'll pretty much have to.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Yeah, I've got,
did anyone else get engaged?
For news, not rumors, for news, this is Paige. I don't know.
That's Paige. Yeah.
Oh.
There were some tweets. I don't understand how WWE guys are being so free to tweet.
Because they think they're all trying to get released.
So probably. Ricochet said, what happened to qualifying matches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Xavier Woods said, also, I have no idea what the winning team gets at Survivor Series.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And if Seth's a company guy, he goes, you will lose handily, so don't stress about it.
Yeah.
He's a company guy.
Right.
Yeah. It's just crazy how they're just free to say whatever the hell they want.
Also, look at this. This is Dana Raw in 2016.
Yeah. All right.
This is Dana Brooks now.
Bottom right?
No.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, everyone God. Else kind of looks the same.
The sad part is go back to her old one.
Yeah.
Like
she's fairly cute
not
there.
Not bad. Not bad, Dana. We just didn't know who she was, really.
She's changed her face. Yeah, so
not
much.
Bad. Let me destroy my face.
Ugh. Wait. Show me new Dana now. That's old. Dana. No, show me the new one. Yeah.
Oh. New Dana.
Oh. Scared Corbin away.
Yikes. Yikes, yeah. yikes.
Any other news?
No, that's all I got.
Do you have any rumors? Because I didn't see any ones that were interesting.
I haven't seen any. I've been looking.
I mean, a lot of it was this week was focused on the releases, obviously. So we could skip rumors for the week.
Right.
Is that really the trivia?
2 weeks.
No, that wasn't the trivia.
We didn't do rumors last week? No, I think there was a week in between.
Okay.
I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's get to fan questions.
No, I have trivia.
Okay. Oh.
No,
okay.
I was kidding. That wasn't really trivia. Gotcha. Would have been a good one, though. Last year's Survivor Series was in the Thunderdome. The pre-show featured an 18-man dual-brand battle royal. Who won it?
Who cares?
Raw?
No, I think he means the person.
I have a backup.
Wait,
I
mean, yeah, tell us who... Well, yeah, do you know what team they were on? That would be funny. It wouldn't help.
I think it was Raw. I don't know. He always switches back and forth, so it should be your clue.
Oh, The Miz?
The Miz won.
Okay.
And then...
So he was on Raw.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I guess.
Let's see. And... Oh, who did Sasha Banks beat that was the active Raw Women's Champion at the time?
Asuka.
That is correct.
I remember that.
Asuka.
I do remember that.
And then I guess there was Bobby Lashley as the U.S. champ with all of Hurt Business. Defeated who? Who was the Intercontinental Champion? I guess it was heel?
Yeah. Nakamura?
No.
No, before
Zayn.
Oh, Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
So. Because they had that feud already.
Right. And Team Raw obviously destroyed Team SmackDown with a sweep, and every man had a pin.
Right. No, I'm wondering if Fox is going to be like, well, you know, Raw won last year, so SmackDown needs to win this year, so we know we're a good show.
Yeah, of course that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Of course that's it. SmackDown will win this time, you know, every other year. All right, fan questions. Pop culture junkie with so many stars leaving WWE for AEW. And then spilling the tea, as Lana would say, on the behind the scenes. What impact is this going to have on future best of type shows or DVD Blu-rays, or will they just all be Roman and Lesnar matches? Mm. I mean, they have the rights to those matches, so I don't think they're going to care.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Vladimir Jordan of Velveteen Dream never did what he did. How do you think he'd be booked in the main roster? Would he even be there? Would he have been misused? I mean, everyone's misused.
Yeah, I would put him in like a level with like Riddle. Maybe tied in with like a superstar that's been there forever kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Some boring bullshit.
Bonesaw is ready.
Yeah, he is.
I love to hear Stone Cold and Kevin Owens arguing over whose stunner is better.
Told you. Told
love
you.
Love the new impression. Oh, man. This is going to be a hard one.
Hey, Kevin Owens, I saw you do my stunner. It's pretty good. But you think you do better than a rattlesnake, you son of a bitch? Why'd you steal my move? Look, Stone Cold, I've always looked up to you. And since I've been a babyface, I've decided that when I grow up and become a babyface, I want to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well, you can't do it, you piece of trash. It's my move. And now you do pretty good. It's fine.
Will he still do the stunner as a heel?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not.
I hope it's back to the pop-up powerbomb, not the one where he sits down.
Right.
Just do the pop-up powerbomb.
That was the best Kevin Owens ever, actually. That was really good.
Yeah. And once Stone Cold turned heel, he was doing lazy stunners again, because you can't do exciting ones when you're a heel. But
yeah, that's true.
I hope he drops the stunner. Mm. Jake Baker, why isn't Nikki Ash on the Survivor Series team by default? Her partner's on the team, and she's half the women's tag team champions. Isn't tagging her thing now?
Ooh. Right, right, wow. Right.
Good point.
Good point. Great point.
Yeah. Nathan Smythe, if you had to pick one wrestler of any period in their prime and have them fight against any Marvel superhero, who would it be?
Ooh, what?
I mean, I guess we'd have to pick a superhero that doesn't have powers because then it's not a fair fight. I think Lesnar could whoop Hawkeye's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Sasha versus Black Widow?
Yeah, that could be good.
Ooh, wow.
Brock Lesnar versus the Hulk.
Panties match?
sorry. Brock Lesnar versus Batman is basically like fighting Bane.
Brock Lesnar goes.
True.
Brock Lesnar goes over, right? Yeah. Brock Lesnar goes over, beats Batman and the Hulk in the same fight.
Just a roided up jock.
Stephen Stafford, what do you think is missing the most from wrestling? Great storylines, compelling characters, or tons of cocaine?
Yes.
Those are really close.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine a coked up Seth Rollins?
Right. It's basically Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Mark Carver, did you guys ever follow up on the Bunny Boys lawsuit? I guess that has to do with The Miz and Morrison's bunny entrance or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And Andrew, have you played the Spider-Man game with Miles Morales? It's pretty amazing. I have. And yes, it's great. Yeah. And Eric's played it too.
I have.
And yeah.
I beat it.
It's just.
I also played the game.
I think Matthew just beat it.
Yeah.
Did he also play the game?
Yeah.
I'm very excited for the PS5 sequel that's coming out in 2023.
Because then I can get a PS5.
That's the only reason why I'm getting a PS5 in 2023.
The special Spider-Man edition PS5.
Yeah. I guess you can wait a year. That's good.
Right. Yeah.
Roll up connoisseur, push fire Barry roll ups. Mm. We got the schoolboy, sunset flip, and the backslide.
Ooh.
I would push the sunset flip because at least you're doing something.
Yeah.
And then
probably backslide Barry.
Barry backslide fire schoolboy.
Bad. I hate the backslide.
But the schoolboy is the one that everyone uses.
Everyone does that one.
Yeah. That's how you win the 24/7 title.
Blech.
Yeah. Matt Taylor, do you think WWE will eventually future endeavor themselves? Hey, cross your fingers.
Right. They should definitely future endeavor Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
We don't wish him the best on his future endeavors.
Right.
Lord Chulu-Hu? I don't know. How do you think icons like Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H, Shawn Michaels would have turned out if they didn't have their awesome entrance themes and instead had shit generic rock songs?
Oh, God.
Would they have still been huge, taking longer to get there, not as iconic as they are now or forgotten?
That's a hell of a question.
It is.
Because that's a big part.
It would hurt. It would certainly hurt some.
Right, because like...
What if they're also doing the scripted promos now?
Right.
What if The Rock had to do fucking shitty scripted promos written by the writers from The Big Bang Theory every week?
I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, a lot of things that music has in common is, you know, Stone Cold starts with the glass shatter.
Right.
The Rock started with, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Right.
Even Triple H's, you know, would be like, what's some? Or like the guitar strum.
You know? Why are you making fun of that awesome song?
I mean, I'm not, but I'm saying
it's the way you said it.
It was like,
what's some, Sean?
That's how it sounds. That's literally what it said.
What's
some?
Is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah, the Triple H.
Hello, is this thing on?
What's some?
It's my time. It's my time.
A little kiss.
Yeah, was Bailey doing the song?
Yeah. Do you want some come?
Michaels was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that made sense orgasm. For him.
Right.
Right.
It's a girl having an orgasm. That's the beginning of his song.
Exactly. He's got everyone fired up.
Orgasming.
Some guy's like, hey, who's coming?
Yeah. That's the only disappointing thing about Vince doing that song on that CD is he didn't do,
That would be on the soundboard.
I think I came. I know I busted. My pants are creamed.
Oh, up and down.
Stop it.
Up and down my spine.
Buckets.
I should have thought before I'm singing.
I let out all of my
poison.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Let the poison out.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, are you surprised we haven't seen Seth and Becky versus Bianca Belair and Montez Ford yet?
Yeah,
maybe. Or any or even any interaction with Becky and Seth if they want people to stop cheering Becky or just send her out there with Rollins acting like idiots.
It's true.
Could do it.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, right? Why not?
But it wouldn't really make sense because Montez Ford is in a tag team. Maybe if Angelo Dawkins was like injured or something, sure.
Sure. James Mahone, every week I wake up on a Tuesday and read the Raw results hoping for a surprise. Hmm. When was the last time WWE did something truly surprising?
We just had this one a few months ago.
The question, big? But yeah.
Triple H turning actual... on Seth to let Owens win the title.
That was big. Shane was McMahon's reemergence.
At the World Series.
At the World
That was, that was before the Kevin Owens Universal
It was, yeah, when he tried to blackmail Vince with nothing.
But, I mean, I'm sure there's been some good surprises, but, I mean...
AJ Styles was nice, but that was years ago.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. No comment. Chubby Amigo, did any of you guys fans of the Killer Bees... Okay, so were any of you guys fans of the Killer Bees in the 80s?
They were all right. I don't know if I'd call myself fans. They were cool. They put on their masks so they can switch places and that kind of shit. But they were good guys that did it.
Who was on that team again?
Brian Blair and another guy. It was like Shawn Michaels or Monty Jannetty. One was better than the other.
Okay.
Austin.
The name B. Brian Blair sounds familiar.
Yeah. Austin McLagan. So Shotzi was so blatantly reading off cue cards, right? If you watch her interview, she was looking right over the lady's head. I mean, that's a lot of times they just stare in at one spot. And yeah, it could have been cue cards. That certainly has happened before. It wasn't good. Carolyn Holly, what kind of blackmail do you think Dana Brooke has on Vince? Because how was she not released?
Jackson Riker.
Agreed. Yeah. Maybe it's because Jackson Riker voted for Trump. So that's probably why Vince keeps him around.
Right, right.
Kyle Foxen, I was listening to an old podcast recently, and in the new segment, Braun Strowman said that he would never join AEW. You guys ripped on him for terrible negotiating and for being loyal to a company that won't always be loyal to him. Safe to say, I think you guys nailed this one. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Kyle.
Look at us go.
It's true. Maybe Tony Khan was like, okay, idiot, I guess I'm not going to sign you.
Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, because he did like make fun of like shit like that.
He was like, I never even negotiated with AEW. It's like, okay, well, that was stupid. You know, you could have got more money.
Yeah.
Durr.
I think that's why he's not with Impact, because he's probably asking for way much more than he's worth with them.
He's going to wait as long as he can.
They're like, oh, we're releasing everyone December 31st, so good luck signing with us, boy.
Oh, that's Ring of Honor.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Yeah. Impact's not far behind. Yeah.
Right. Hey, there's going to be an Impact pay-per-view in Dallas in January.
Oh, have fun. That should be fun for you.
Wow.
You should bring Josh.
Wow.
Soul Cold Savage, I just want to thank you guys for watching these shitty shows for us so we can get the best recaps. I got SmackDown coming near me this Friday. I'm not fucking going. I don't know how you guys can sit through this WWE shit. Yeah. That was when we went to Raw a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
At least we had the ladder match, but everything else was putting me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we had good seats. Zaheen Rahman, not that we miss the guy or anything, but where's Elias?
He's dead.
He's still dead.
Where's Elias?
Yeah. Dead. Still dead. Ryan Black, so is it now official that Survivor Series is no longer a Big Four pay-per-view? I mean, yeah, I would say Money in the Bank is...
Yeah.
If you were going to... Just in terms of...
I mean, that one's going to be where they had SummerSlam last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means all the pay-per-views are on the first half of the year between SummerSlam and, what, Rumble?
There's right.
No big ones?
Nothing on the back end?
Yeah. Yeah, after August. Which, wait, So isn't SummerSlam in July next year?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Like late July.
So that means you don't really have to watch from July to January because it's going to be all filler.
Pretty much.
And the Rumble's in February this year, right?
Yeah.
Year to figure out?
No, it's not.
No?
It's No, it's the Saturday, the day before the AFC and NFC championship games. They put on Saturday so that they could still have it in January, but they won't have to compete with NFL.
Yep.
Mr. Slapnuts, when's the last time you found yourself defending a questionable WWE creative decision that went to shit? Like how some people defended Shorty G. Who the fuck defended Shorty G? Or how I literally left a comment on here defending the Bearcat name change. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when we've defended a shitty thing WWE's done? I don't see that.
Well, it could have been like you thought it was good, but everyone else thought it was shitty.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't know. I can't think of anything. Off the top of my head, it's tough to think of something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And support the show. Only $5 a month at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You get all the pay-per-view recaps. Full Gear's coming up this weekend. After that, Survivor Series. And then we also have the brackets, all that good stuff. You know, AEW and NXT recaps every week.
Yeah. There'll be a Patreon episode this month.
Yes.
What are we doing?
I don't know. We got to figure that out. Okay. Send us some suggestions.
Yeah. Is that worst promo bracket too ready?
Not yet.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. But yeah, also subscribe to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. Subscribe right now and go check it out. Go check out the Eternals review. It's out right now. There you go.
Hey, check that out.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent, being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.